this is just under 10 acres on this section, and so it goes all the way back to that tree line that's behind the grain bin.
Brushing through his vast wheat field in Union County, Ron Grayson Burns explains how farming consists of making important business decisions every day.
If you buy something now, is it going to be good short-term, or is that going to be a long-term investment?
Burns, who's been farming his whole life, points to his tractor and planter sitting on the gravel lot that leads up to the barn. The equipment is bigger than what Burns needs for the land he's currently farming, but he hopes to expand his business.
So having a larger planter instead of that 6-row, I know that this will fit my operation for the next 5-6 years.
But Burns and farmers all around Ohio are running into a major dilemma. Valuations on farmlands are increasing, which means they're seeing their property taxes skyrocket by as much as 300%. As Burns puts it, the hike in taxes puts a lot of stress on the already challenging balancing act of running a farm.
Because you still want to have a quality product, you still want to be good stewards of the land, so you still want to maintain those aspects of your farm, but then where do you have to cut?
This all goes back to what's known as the current ag use valuation, or CAUV. This formula calculates the tax value of farmland. The CAUV is a big, complicated formula with several variables. Agriculture advocates believe the cause of the jump is tied to what's known as the equity capitalization rate, which is based off of the federal interest rate. Since the federal interest rate has been held low, the valuation has gone up. Leah Curtis with the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation says there are proposed changes in the State House and Senate which would take that factor out of the equation.
To make sure that they are more closely tied to the farm economy. So that's things like making sure that equity rate is tied to actual farm equity rather than just the federal interest rate.
This is a fight that's been brewing for a while at the State House. That's because while the proposed change might bring down farmers' taxes, it could also result in a big funding cut for schools. Damon Asbury is with the Ohio School Boards Association. He says the proposals in the House and Senate could cut funds by as much as $20 million a year, collectively, from school districts around the state.
What we do have concerns about is what would appear to be a relatively rapid change without fully understanding the implications for both schools and local government and other taxpayers. Because the way the Ohio tax structure is assigned, when one taxpayer pays less, others will pay more.
According to Asbury, the jump in rates already seems to be leveling out on its own, and rates might not be too high in the next valuation. However, his group does believe an independent panel should look into a solution.
We're not believing that the industry itself should be recommending the solution because it affects everyone, taxpayers, local government. We think that an independent commission that looks at the factors and comes up with a fair recommendation that would treat all fairly would be the right step.
Back in Union County, Burns' farm is just 5 miles away from where he graduated from Fairbanks High School. He says he understands the importance of investing in education and community. Burns adds that changing the CAUV formula is also a balancing act, just like running a farm, to make sure everyone's paying their fair share.
We don't want it for a selfish reason. We don't want it cheaper. We want it to be accurate, and that's what the goal is.
The CAUV change is part of the House version of the budget, which is now in the Senate. Now the Senate passed a standalone bill to make that change, and that's in the House. Either way, lawmakers could approve a change to the CAUV as early as this month. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.